This is KUNM. I'm Yasmin Khan. Records show a red flag gun law aimed at removing firearms from people who pose a danger to themselves or others has been applied just 4 times across New Mexico since it went into effect in May. The Administrative Office of the Courts confirmed today that petitions for extreme risk firearm protection orders had been filed in January through Eddy, Santa Fe, Taos, and San Juan counties. 3 resulted in 1-year court orders for the surrender of firearms, with 1 order later rescinded. A similar law in Florida has been used thousands of times since it was enacted in response to a mass shooting at a high school in 2018. A major effort is getting underway at several universities, tribal museums, and libraries to digitize the oral histories of thousands of Native Americans. The recordings were collected a half century ago as part of a project initiated by the late philanthropist Doris Duke. The Doris Duke Charitable Foundation has awarded more than $1.6 million to help with the translation and transcription of the recordings so they can be accessible to Native communities, students, and the wider public. The Association of Tribal Archives, Libraries, and Museums will serve as the national coordinator for the projects. The participating schools include the University of New Mexico. Plans also call for expanding the collections with contemporary voices. The recordings come from a pivotal time in U.S. history when the civil rights movement spurred greater visibility of minority populations, including Native Americans. Navajo Nation health officials today reported 54 new COVID-19 cases and 15 more deaths. The latest figures raise the totals to nearly 29,000 cases and 1,075 known deaths since the pandemic began. The tribe has extended its stay-at-home order with a revised nightly curfew to limit the virus spread on the vast reservation that covers parts of Arizona, New Mexico, and Utah. The Navajo Nation is also lifting weekend lockdowns to allow more vaccination events. This is KUNM.